What makes you want to celebrate 40 years of making waves with KGNU? Ryan came into the studio to let us know.
My name's Ryan Ross, and I'm from Lafayette, Colorado. I found KGNU on the radio at random one Sunday night. Gosh, that was probably... I'm new. It's been about 5 years. I'm originally from Atlanta, and I grew up listening to this 90s hip-hop. I was in the car one Sunday night and just flipping through the radio and arrived on Eclipse. It was like nothing I'd ever heard on the radio before, especially in Colorado. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, yeah.
And so totally. I just kept listening until it got to a break and realized it was KGNU and realized it was Eclipse, and I was hooked. I'm by no means affluent, so I give what I can to KGNU. But I feel like the radio station gives so much to the community. So when it's time to give back, I give to KGNU.
What makes you want to make waves with KGNU? Visit KGNU.org to find more information on how to give now, refer a friend, or become a member.
And we are in a pledge drive. All you have to do to pledge is give me a call once I stop talking, 303-442-4242. I'm Buddha Bomb, having a great time. Just finished with 2 hours of Electronic Air. I kept the energy up pretty high and lots of fun. Did get some calls and pledges, but we need some more. We are now in Under the Floorboards, and this show is only 1 hour long. It follows Electronic Air every Saturday night from 11 until midnight. And whereas Electronic Air is mostly modern electronic dance-style music, it is, after all, Saturday night, music to keep you dancing. Under the Floorboards is a little bit different, not necessarily syncopated, not necessarily well-known. In fact, it's usually more obscure, underground, experimental, and it's different than you get on other radio stations. KGNU is unscripted, creative radio where volunteers such as myself come down here and we play the music. We do a lot of research, spend a lot of time. We also have frequent guests just to mix it up and to, you know, bring forth all kinds of interesting music and other activities that's happening in the community. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm going to play some experimental underground, under the floorboards music starting right now. Give me a call, 303-442-4242. That's 442-4242. Real simple. Give me a call right now. You're under the floorboards. Thank you. You're listening to Under the Floorboards. I'm Buddha Bomb, having a great time here in the studio with Eraserhead. Thanks for joining me tonight.
Hey, it's great to be here. I love Under the Floorboards. It's my favorite show. This and Metro are my favorite shows on KGNU by far.
Right on. Well, we are Under the Floorboards. I've been playing, you said you're going to do some contemporary stuff. I'm going into the past. Conrad Bomer, Aspect, A-S-P-E-K-T. This is from 1966.
Ooh, going back.
Yeah, so I like to go into the old school and see what they were doing then. And
yeah, definitely, definitely.
Still sounds fresh right now.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
So we are on a pledge drive, and it's important that the listeners give us a call and help us out here a little bit. What would you say about it?
Yeah, I mean, I know it feels like these, you know, these radio shows just exist and they're just, you know, they're just like statues standing tall, but we really only exist because of your support. We're totally funded by the listeners, and that's why we're able to do shows like Under the Floorboards. You know, we don't have to play top 40 all the time. We can play this really obscure music and provide a real diversity of songs and content onto the radios, whether it's music or, you know, news reporting. And so, especially for us here Under the Floorboards, we really, really do need your help in keeping the show going. So if you like what you hear, please call in. We anything, 10, 20 bucks, that would be super helpful and really help keep, you know, keep the lights on here at KGNU and at Under the Floorboards.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we love to hear from callers and we love comments on the music. And, you know, we all were on a rotation, both Electronic Air and Under the Floorboards as a rotation. So every week you get something a little bit different. And I know you do research. I do research. We're researching different things. So that's what's so cool about it.
Yeah, we definitely put hours into the show, more than just the hour, you know, every week. And yeah, it's important. I remember, you know, I was playing, I was doing my thing. I put on a Merzbow track, and this guy calls in, said he's working his janitor shift, and he's like, "Is that Merzbow? I've never heard Merzbow on the radio." He was so excited. And so, you know, I think moments like those are so important. So if you want to create more of those, please call in and tell us what you think about the show. If you want to support, please do.
Yeah, absolutely. And by pledging, you also get gifts back, and you're also eligible for ticket giveaways, and it's pretty amazing. I mean, they gave away tickets to the Arise Music Festival last year on the air.
Yeah, we give away a lot of really good tickets, actually.
Yeah, and that happens. Somebody called and asked how often we give away tickets, and I would say, I don't know, about half the shows I do, there's some kind of ticket giveaway.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I gave one away last, you know, a week or two ago for a kind of small show at Seventh Circle. And this guy called in. He liked what I was playing. You know, he asked if it was similar to what I'd been playing. I said, yeah, he went. I saw him at the show and he had a great time. You know, it can be a great way to, you know, expand your horizons as well as, you know, just get free tickets for shows you want to go to.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're going to hear something, a lot of things you've never heard before on Under the Floorboards, and that's what we do. It's more, I mean, the way I describe it is it's obscure, not necessarily syncopated.
Yep.
On the experimental side.
Yeah.
And something different, which I think is refreshing.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Yeah, I mean, a lot of this stuff you'll probably never have heard before. And yeah, I think that's super, that's really important because popular music, as much as I like it, can get very stagnant, you know, so it's really important to sort of break the mold a little bit.
Yeah, well, and you can hear, the fact is you can hear that anywhere if you're in the mood for that.
Yeah.
We're not against that either, but this is a different experience. And you also can call in, talk to the DJs, maybe make suggestions.
Yeah.
So you can become part of the show, and it's actually not all that hard to get involved and volunteer, come down here, help out, answer phones, or do whatever. And you might have your own aspirations for being a DJ on the radio, and it's you know, it's a well-worn path on how to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually getting onto the air here is it's not super difficult. If you really want to do it, you should give us a call. We'll let you know how to do it. It's pretty easy. It costs about $50. And especially under the floorboards, we could actually use another DJ. So,
yeah, absolutely.
So, Buddha Bomb, what is the number to call in? What's the info to call in to pledge?
Well, once we stop talking, they can call 303-442-4242. That's the DJ hotline. Pretty easy to remember. Mm-hmm. 442-4242. And we'd be happy to talk to you and chat about the music. And Eraserhead, speaking of the music, you brought some stuff down here. What are you going to be putting on tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to next. The first thing I'll play is this new EP, EP 5, from an artist named Rosemary Loves a Blackberry. She is a it's a sort of a contemporary sort of computer avant-garde music. Very cool. Very well produced. It's a record that was put out by Detroit Underground, which puts out a lot of really important music lately, and I think you'll love it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's cool. Well, we're going to put that on in a few minutes. So we're going to get back to the music. Give us a call, 303-442-4242. Join the KGNU family. Repledge, pledge again, pledge for the first time. We'd love to talk to you. Thanks for tuning in.
Bon.
So we're a little bit more than halfway through under the floorboard. So, yeah, I find this kind of music soothing.
Yeah, me too. It's really nice.
Oops.
Yeah, the music's great.
Yeah.
Very relaxing.
Well, you know, I play at a lot of ecstatic dances, yoga classes, improv classes. That's something that's
right, right.
Contact improv has been going on, and
yeah.
It's a lot of fun playing for that. But I play a lot of syncopated music and have to beat match it.
Yep.
And I enjoy that as well. But then I don't know. For me, under the floorboards is just so refreshing because we just put out stuff that we haven't heard.
Yeah.
And no one's heard necessarily.
Yeah. I mean, I've played tracks that maybe even, you know, some of my friends have sent me that have only been heard by a few people, you know, and played them on here. And yeah, it's just so refreshing. It's like you get to stretch out a bit and you don't have to worry about the constraints of, you know, of normal DJing, of, you know, beat matching and genre, you know,
and keeping the dance floor moving.
Yeah,
that's some pressure.
Yeah, yeah. You keep the brains moving. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's all about creativity.
Yep.
Well, you know, Fyodor really built the show on having people from, you know, all over different places sending him music, and I remember
I didn't know that
they used to send him cassette tapes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And you know, he did the show for 35 years.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think it's such an important part of the Denver, Boulder, Northern Colorado music scene, and even beyond. I know we have regular listeners in Europe, and it's been going so strong, but it's only because of support from our listeners that it's been able to go on for so long. And yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's Sunday morning in Europe, so I get called on or texted or Facebooked or faxed or tweeted from Europe, people listening on Sunday mornings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah.
And it's cool, like a nice way to wake up to Under the Floorboards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, we get to go to bed under the floorboards and Europe gets to wake up under the floorboards. It's a win-win.
Yeah. So now we know Under the Floorboards. So Fyodor's reign was 35 years. He actually opened it up to a rotation probably about, I can't remember, somewhere in the last 5 to 7 years or so.
And I didn't know.
Yeah, and he contacted me, and it was just actually me and Steve Wright and mm-hmm. Fyodor for a while, three of us, and it was uh-huh. every other week. And then there was a show called The Lounge Hour, which was every other week, the alternate week.
Gotcha.
And then that gentleman retired, and then it's Under the Floorboards every week. So you get something different every week.
Yep, exactly. And you know, if you know my set, Eraserhead, I do a lot of very contemporary sort of like internet net label stuff from all over the world. And then you can tune into Buddha Bomb, who will bring you, you know, some more older stuff and definitely made with different, it's a lot more synthesizer based, whereas I do a lot more sample based. And we get a great mix, I think, with the rotation we have going on. And I think we've
done a really good job sort of spreading Under the Floorboards out to a really diverse vocabulary of experimental music.
Yeah. I had a live guest in the studio, Spoiled Victorian Child, and it was pretty far out.
Definitely.
Stuff that I had never heard before, because it was stuff, you know, he did it literally in his basement.
Right, yeah, yeah. Yeah, pulled him out from under the floorboards and brought him onto Under the Floorboards.
Yeah.
There you go. Only here.
Just dusted him off. And and so that's a lot of fun. So we bring the community with us. And if you have your ideas for Under the Floorboards, just give us, contact us, and, you know, we're open to it. And
yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'd love to hear it. And I know Sean brings in a lot of live acts as well, which is great. I'm planning on bringing on, doing a few live shows. And it's, you know, a lot of these acts, you know, maybe, like, I know I'm going to bring on a band called Juice Up. They've, you know, they're probably going to do like maybe like five shows and then just go on their way. So if you want to hear that, you want to hear some really unique how do I say this, temporal music, then please consider supporting Under the Floorboards.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good point. Well, there's a lot of stuff that people are doing now. There's a lot of stuff that people have been doing. And it's, I'd say, anything but mainstream.
Yep. That's the mantra.
So give us a call, 303-442-4242. Talk to Racerhead, or you can talk to me. I'm Buddha Bomb, and we'll be happy to talk about your interest and let us know what you think of Under the Floorboards. I'm always curious how people respond to it.
Yeah, definitely. Feedback is always appreciated, whether it's telling us we suck or we're doing a great job. It's really important.
Okay, well, place your vote for Under the Floorboards. We need a couple pledges. 303-442-4242. Racerhead and Buddha Bomb here in the KGNU studios. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks.
Da erschien ein feuerrotes Ross. Dem, der auf ihm saß, war Macht gewonnen, den Frieden wegzunehmen von der Erde.
Da kam Hagel und Feuer mit Blut vermischt. Der dritte Teil der Erde verbrannte. Da fiel ein großer Stern vom Himmel.
Cette fatale ne veut que mes fesses. Elle les dévore de baisers. Et préparant la voie étroite avec sa langue de rose, la libertine se colle sur moi, m'enfonce sur tout le restant du cul, se secoue longtemps, retourne ma tête et baise ardemment ma bouche.
Wir sind doch nunmehr ganz.
Kapital hat einen Horror vor Abwesenheit von Profit, wie die Natur suggeriert. Mit entsprechendem Profit wird Kapital kühl. 10% sicher. Und man kann es überall. Positiv.
So we have a couple more minutes of this Under the Floorboard show. I'm having a great time.
Me too. It's super fun. I love hearing all these great experimental tracks.
Yeah. So people are welcome to give us a call once we stop talking. 303-442-4242. Super easy to remember. If you happen to be online, you're also welcome to place a pledge there. Mm-hmm. And we really appreciate it when you can place a pledge during Under the Floorboard, so we get a little notch on our bedpost, as it were.
Yeah, it'll really help us out and help keep the show going. You know, we've been going for 35 years and we'd love to go for another 35 more.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, 35 years, that's quite a run. It's almost, you know, KGNU this year, I think it's May 18th, but anyway, it's going to hit its 40-year anniversary. Yeah. So it's amazing that, you know, with all the difficulties, changes in the economy, different administrations, changes of laws, that yep. KGNU just keeps on, you know, keeps steady with the course.
Yep, we've stayed resilient, and it's all because of the listeners. Like, literally, you listening right now is why KGNU has existed for the last 40 years.
Yeah, and we know that Under the Floorboards has quite a following. Like, Fyodor really, I mean, he just did a tremendous job for so many years just building that up and
absolutely
keeping it strange. And I mean, I remember us listening to his shows and saying, where did he come up with it?
Yeah, it blew my mind when I first moved to Boulder and I was just driving around and I just accidentally tuned into Under the Floorboards. I had never even imagined I'd hear music like this on the radio. It really blew my mind.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You're going to hear stuff you've never heard before. And there are public radio stations, other ones, and they're good as well. But the diversity that we have is something very unique here at KGNU.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we the whole mission of KGNU is to voice underheard or you know, oppressed voices, and I think we do a good job of that here Under the Floorboards by bringing out the really strange, really obscure, really experimental creative voices in music.
Yeah, and whoever creates this music, you know, they can get some airtime on under the floorboards.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great platform for sure.
Yeah, and I know you've had guests and Sean, I guess, on air, Bob Cosmo.
Yeah, Bob Cosmo.
On the show, he has frequent guests as well.
Yeah, frequently does live shows from the studio in Denver. And they sound awesome. They're super fun. I've sat into them. I listened to them. They're super fun. It's a very special vibe, very intimate, even on the radio.
Yeah. So it is community. It is community radio. So that
exactly.
means everybody's welcome to participate.
Yep.
And by giving us a pledge and, you know, like Eraserhead said, it doesn't have to be like a huge sum of money. Every little bit helps and just
exactly.
chip in. We just like really appreciate hearing from you and talking to us. And we're really curious how you like Under the Floorboard. So you can just call and talk to us about that. And if you're so inclined, you know, place a pledge.
Yeah, we'd love to chat. Absolutely. So, yeah, when the music stops, please call. What's the number again, Abudabom?
303-442-4242. And that gets you right into the DJ hotline.
Yep, right here. Phone's right here.
Yeah, and I've got a little slip of paper and a pen, and all I need is some basic information, and then we can have a little chat and, you know, give us some feedback. That's what we really enjoy.
Absolutely, absolutely. It means so much to us. Really important to keep the show going. Because it's community radio. It's all of us. We're all in this together.
Yeah. So, well, it's just hitting the midnight hour, and that's always kind of a magical time when today becomes tomorrow.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
So welcome to Sunday morning, because that's what it is. And I'm going to be hosting Sleepless Nights as well tonight.
Oh, cool. What do you have going on for that?
Well, I got something special. I have someone who I connected with about a year ago named Ryland. That's all I know him as, and he's an investigator. And he has investigated all kinds of interesting things happening. We did one show on the phenomena of chemtrails.
Oh, wow.
And we did another one on the government mind control.
Nice, yeah.
And he has a lot of knowledge about these kind of topics. He gives the audience an admonition. He says, don't believe a word I'm saying. Do your own research, but I'm going to give you some things to research.
And that's great. Yeah, that's a good sign.
He's not telling you how to think. In fact, he's telling you to think.
Yeah, exactly. Just pointing you in direction to look and bring your own conclusions, draw your own conclusions.
Yeah, and so what he talks about is what he's learned from his own experience. And, you know, he has an underground lifestyle to be able to do that. And he's really on to some interesting things. And, you know, some of it, I mean, I don't know, but I'm looking into several of the things that he talks about. And there was one time when he was on my show when he was talking about mind control, and just amazingly enough, on the show called Under the Floorboards, which is a nationally syndicated show, and they also go into some topics like that. And pretty much everything he said is what that guy was saying, who was on.
Interesting, very interesting.
You know, in a slightly different way, maybe not quite as smooth, but, you know, really direct. So stay up tonight. I'm going to be playing some music, changing up the music to kind of go along with what he's talking about. But you're going to hear some things you've never heard before, and it's all to make you think and all to get you to do your own research. So you're going to hear things on KGNU radio that you're not going to hear anywhere else.
Wow, that sounds super exciting. I'm super excited to hear that. And yeah, another, I mean, outside of Under the Floorboards, KGNU brings so much news and reporting that you wouldn't hear anywhere else. I mean, yeah, I love Metro, and I was learning the other week about how white Americans in Tulsa, Oklahoma bombed the black part of the city in 1921. I'd never heard about that, you know, never learned that in history class or anything. And it just goes to show how important community radio is, and especially KGNU, to, you know, bring you these unheard voices.
Yeah. No, it's all about shedding light.
Yeah.
You know, I hosted a show on fracking. Mm-hmm. And called Get the Frack Out of Here. And, you know, it's just important that we shed light. I had some of the the local leaders of the anti-fracking movement on.
Oh, very
and they
cool.
just had so much knowledge and, you know, about how the democratic process is being shortchanged. You know, for example, in fracking, you're really not even allowed to protest against it.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And I thought protesting, you know, peaceful protest was part of the American right. So
supposed to be.
So that's why that show, I mean, it got into not just, you know, the horrors of and the health dangers that fracking brings, but also, do we really have a democratic process? And you're not going to hear that on mainstream television.
Yeah. I mean, not even NPR, to be honest, you know. I mean, they might report on it, but they won't go into it in the depth and with the angle that KGNU can.
Yeah. So we're going to get into some depth. I'm all excited to hear what Ryland, he always just, you know, just has some amazing things to talk about.
Yeah, me too.
So we're going to hear that. So, okay, well, can you hang out for a few minutes and answer a call?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, call us up.
Call us up. 303-442-4242. Eraserhead and Buddha Bomb here in the studios. Okay, you're now listening to Sleepless Nights. Stay up. It is a sleepless night. And here the investigator known as Ryland. He's going to be on a little bit later in the show. And I'll just play a little variety of music until then. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.